have to come tomorrow, sounds like.
Okay, we're live.
BOE back in session. We're looking at BOE 145. Oh, dang it. Chris, David Akers, Taney County BOE.
How are you doing?
Last time I checked, I'm all right, but I don't check very often. With respect to this, we were talking to the assessor about this, and I think the rub has simply been when the list is getting in, if we could get it before March 31st. When I say we, I mean the assessor's office, but given that it's now been submitted, at least we seem to have this in front of us here, I'll ask you the general questions. Has anything changed from what I asked you last year or 2 years ago when this was up here in front of us before, other than maybe?
No, nothing's changed. That's why we're all surprised.
Okay, with respect to the property that you have listed here on your assessment list, I'm looking at the 2024 business assessment list, and there's a bunch of vehicles listed on here, and looks like some ATVs, things like that. Those are all used for the charitable purposes set forth in your 501c3.
That is correct. They're all titled under Canicook Ministries, and they're all used as part of our ministry programs.
There's no personal use of these vehicles?
No personal use.
Okay. Board have any questions? Assess, Ms. Assessor.
And did you submit your 2025 list?
Our 2025 rendition?
Assessment list?
Yeah, was submitted. I'm pretty sure. Yes, it was submitted. I'm just trying to think.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do have the 25.
You have 25?
I have the 25. I apologize. I want
to make sure.
Okay. I was looking at 24, but I do have the 25. So, okay. All right, and is that the same questions with the 2025? All these are used for the charitable purpose and not for personal use?
That is correct.
All right. Board, have any other questions? No. All right. As to BOE number 145, I would make a motion to reclassify the personal property as exempt.
A second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We'll save you a trip tomorrow.
Yeah, much appreciated, you know. David, one thing that I don't know all the legal, processes and that sort of thing. Of course, we paid 2024 under protest, and actually have, our recourse was to file a claim with the state tax commission, which we've not even been given a hearing.
Well, you'll be lucky if that happens in 3 years. I think they're trying to get through the mass of cases they have up there. But, yes, I suspect that would be – but we have no control, of course, over that at this point. But with respect to –
if we withdrew that claim, could we come before the BOE? I just don't know the process.
I don't think so. I think we lose our – I would advise you to talk to your legal counsel. If there's a way for us to look at it this year and change that decision, we'll do whatever we're allowed to do, but I don't know that we can. Okay?
Can I say something?
Right. And much appreciated, though. Thank you so much for
obviously, the assessors in the room would like to say one thing.
So you might be able to go to the commission and ask if they would consider having us run through an abatement. And if they are, then we would run that through for you.
Okay.
And that might be.
We'll ask if there's an avenue, because obviously that's a lot of money for us. So.
Okay.
The commission doesn't cost anything.
So try the commission, see if you can do that. Maybe since you paid it, it won't matter, and then they can – I don't know how they would do that, but you can talk to your legal counsel, I guess. Okay?
We'll do that. Yeah, thank you all so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. With respect to the JCI, the gentleman that's the only gentleman we have on the docket tomorrow now, it sounds like, have you been using your cell phone with him or a cell phone for that?
No, I can.
I'm not asking you to use your personal cell phone on it. I know you had for other people, so I was wondering if you had been using. Well, okay. I was going to say we could potentially text him and say we do plan to call him at 1:30 if he's...
A company phone. This is a county.
Huh?
This is a county phone.
Okay.
I use mine as county.
It's your choice.
Okay. Well, if it's a county phone, then I'll... Let's text him and say we intend to call you at 1:30 if that's convenient for him. Or he can text the number back and let us know when he's done and available. I assume that both of you would rather not come back tomorrow if we could do it. Okay. And just to confirm again, this is the only thing we have tomorrow. Now.
Is it?
Yep. That's the only thing we have.
Okay, and while we're waiting in this next...
Or give him the option of Friday.
Yeah, I guess we could do that too.
That way he has an option.
Yeah, tell him we can call him at 1:30 if he's going to take his wife to the doctor, there's no way he's going to be done by 1:30.
They said 45 minutes, an hour.
But we also don't know what it could be.
Yeah, we don't have any idea.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you could text him and just ask him when he thinks he would be available, or could he take these up Friday, because he may be already planning a trip down here. I hate bugging him when he's taking his wife to the doctor. Yeah. So.
That's where I'm at.
Are there any other ones that are set on Friday that we could possibly try to call at this point that are just the nightly rental issue?
Yeah, I was thinking the ones at the bottom of the list.
There's a lot of them that you had tabled, like the Vineyards, Table Rock Lake, Rushbridge, Branson Hospitality.
I just don't even remember why we tabled them, all of them, at this point. I mean, what the issue was.
Yeah.
I have to look back on. I was really looking for some that were nightly.
We have these down here.
Yeah, I mean, we could potentially call them while we're waiting. We could bring that. If the assessor doesn't have an objection to taking, if they're the nightly rental issue.
I don't care. So didn't we do that SciLab one already, or is that tabled?
Those were tabled. The ones on the bottom were tabled.
Okay. No, the ones on the bottom are the ones we potentially can call.
Oh, we can call.
It's the red ones that we tabled, right?
Yeah, because I tried to stick them around that 1 o'clock.
I still think SciLab is a duplicate then, because I've seen that name before.
Okay, I'll look at it. Give me just a second.
Okay.
That may be a hotel.
Very well be.
Okay, we're still on the record right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll let you kind of navigate that for a second, and let's take a recess for another.
Real quick.
Okay, sorry.
JCI called and said he planned on coming in tomorrow.
That's the same guy.
Yeah.
Kevin Jones.
May not have any choice.
So 26 was tabled.
Might indicate that he's the only thing we have on the docket, and we'd like to move him to Friday. All right, let's go ahead, let's recess for a few minutes.
So Jennifer, did you say it was a duplicate?
No.